Well, welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you guys with us. Thanks for hanging out. We got a great show coming up for you. We're going to talk a little bit about, what do we call them, Don? Optic stabilization platforms or tripods. A lot of cool stuff from Vince Warner and Field Optics Research. And he's going to fill us in on all the aspects, where it started, is there an advantage between a bipod and a tripod, and how that can help you on the range and in the field. So stay tuned for that and more when we return.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Don, Ava, good to see you guys.
Good to see you.
Yeah, here we go again.
One more time around the horn.
Guess who was right on time today, too?
First time. I was just going to make a note of that. This is the first time we've been on time.
Hey, you guys, I work three jobs.
Yeah, we hear this.
So don't
week.
Even start with me.
So do I.
Yeah, but at the same place. I mean, this is your primary mode of function.
No. I have three jobs.
But this is your primary mode of function.
I don't know. I think the stay-at-home mom is my primary right now.
More detailed.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that one is
trying
the
to
most,
put everything together, producing it, and everything.
You
that's
try
what
to piece
I because that's what I do. That's I mean, how many years have we been doing this now?
It's going on 9 or 10.
Nine or ten.
Yep.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm. I've been here for 7 of them.
Yep.
It's crazy.
I know. You laugh at where we've gone, expanded to, and for those of you that don't know, we broadcast out of Red Wing, and we are broadcast from Pierce, South Dakota. Shout out to you guys. Love the territory. Love the fishing. Love the hunting.
Yep.
All the way out to Kalamazoo, Michigan. Love the fishing. Love the hunting. So it's across the whole central part of the Midwest. Well, actually, all of the Midwest, really.
Yep.
From coast to coast Midwest. And looking at expanding as well. So if you know anybody that's stations that you're listening to, you'd rather listen to it on the radio rather than podcast or streaming.
Yeah, I mean, I will note that if for some unfortunate reason you don't pick it up on your local radio station, you can always go to our website.
Yep.
And right on the homepage, go down to the bottom and
yeah. And if
you'll have an opportunity to hear this week's show.
If you'd like to have us on a radio show in your town, certainly feel free to let us know.
Or let them know.
Info at valleyoutdoors.com.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You got it.
The info at thevalleyoutdoors.com. So kind of cool.
You know what? And I was just thinking about, you know, the 7 years I've been here. We all have had some big life changes in those 7 years.
Oh, yeah.
A lot has happened.
Oh, yeah. You go through just about everything and here and there, they're everywhere. We're still here.
We're still here.
Still together, which is kind of cool. speaking of changes, Don.
Yes.
We always like to hit on various states, pieces and parts and what's going on. Looks like Wisconsin just implemented a measure to increase a hunting license by $35, and that is kind of...
It's interesting.
That's out-of-state residents. It goes up to $200 now, and, I don't see anything wrong with that.
I don't either, but, as we well know, that the harvest was down in the upper Midwest last year.
Wisconsin took it especially hard on the chin, And, you know, the talk has been to eliminate the antlerless hunt for the year, for this next year. So a lot of things come into play. They're looking to generate some dollars, and it'll generate about $550,000 for the Fish and Wildlife account, so they can use it accordingly. But yeah, there's a lot of things that are that come into play when you look at that. And dwindling license sale revenues will leave the account with about a $16 million deficit heading into the next state's budget. So yeah, they got to look at some things that they can do to generate more business on that side of it, or at least generate some money. And that's one way to do it from the out-of-state people. They're the ones that are going to be probably more able to pay for that.
Well, it depends upon how bad they want to go hunting.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
No question about it. We also have a story that I was blown away by. A fisherman was attacked with a harpoon after he and his friend argued about which man caught the bigger fish.
Caught with a harpoon? Is that really the way they were fishing?
Yeah. Medics were shocked to find a fisherman had been struck with a harpoon, and not by accident. There was out this couple guys were out fishing with friends and drinking beer.
Oh, I'm just
in Thailand, yeah. When a recent incident occurred. The 45-year-old told one of the press corps people that he and another friend got in an argument about which man had caught the bigger fish. I was fishing with a friend. We joked about what we had caught. I said I caught the bigger fish than him, and he was offended. Out of anger, his friend decided to aim a harpoon at the back of this gentleman's head, which is lodged inside this, not only the skin, but it is
penetrated the skull
all the way in. When it first hit me, I felt pain in my head, but then I had a cigarette and I felt better. His friends quickly put him in the back of a pickup truck, took him to the hospital, and they had to cut off most of the foot-long harpoon before surgeons could perform surgery, with just a few centimeters left inside his head from where the harpoon was positioned. Doctors at the hospital were able to remove it. One doctor told the press that the angle of the harpoon went into the flesh and into his ear. If it had struck further to the right, it would have damaged his brain and he would have died. And he'll have a couple more exams coming up to make sure there was no further brain damage. So, Don,
I just wonder if he had another beer on the way to the hospital.
Probably.
Yeah.
Might as well.
You
at
know,
that point.
You always wonder, it's like, how many times has somebody said in a different language, hold my beer, watch this?
Yeah.
In this case, it was, I'm keeping my beer, get out of my way, you really made me mad.
Yeah.
But, you know.
All over a bigger fish.
Yeah. It happens.
Did that person get in trouble? Like attempted murder?
Well, it was in Thailand.
I think the rules might be a little different there, maybe.
Like if...
Probably got flogged.
Like, you know? Here you could still be charged by the state, right? You know? I guess in Thailand it's like, hey, if you're cool with it, I guess it's fine.
The other guy probably hasn't slept since the incident.
Oh, my gosh.
There's actually an x-ray. If you want to look it up, you go online and look it up. There's actually an x-ray that shows the spear in the guy's head. How is that possible?
I'm not sure how they got it out of there because it had a big barb on it.
Don't turn your back to anybody. Just keep that in mind for future reference.
Yep.
Tell you what, we're going to be coming right back. We're going to be talking to Vince Warner from Field Optics Research. Tripods, bipods, what's the good way to go? Stay tuned. Good to have you guys hanging with us, stuck through the commercial break, as it were, and like to have you guys check us out. Where, Ava?
TheValleyOutdoors.com and Facebook.
Took Don's part.
I got Don.
That's all right.
Don covered.
Don's like left hanging on that one. Check us out. We're going to have all the shows we're going to be highlighting prior to, usually be either Thursday night or Friday. It'll be on Facebook. And then check us out on the interactive map that lets you check out all the DNR seasons. You can check out any of the news articles that will be coming out in whatever state you want to go to. Check it out there as well. And it's really cool.
It is. It's
Don, you've done good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, What can I say?
Yeah.
Ava, that's, you know, you got to work on it a little bit to keep up with that, but that's okay.
I'm sorry.
I got nothing, but I just sit here. That's all I do. But
I wish I could take credit for it, to be honest.
speaking of not sitting here, this guy, our next guest, I don't think he ever could sit still for 1 second of his life. He's got 400 things going on at the same time. Amazing products. I'm simply blown away by the quality of the product, the feel, the look, and how well it functions. It's Vince Warner from Field Optics Research. Vince, it's great to have you on the show. How are you doing?
Awesome, Don. It's a thrill to be invited to join you.
Yes, thanks.
It's good to have you with us. I know you've been traveling all over the world and having some great shows with the new products that you've got out. And really, I think a lot of people would want to understand, you know, how did you start your company? What was the idea that started and kicked off what you have now with the Field Optics Research?
It's funny that you would ask. I was just asked that a few moments ago by somebody else. It just came by accident and choice. It's real simple. I was in Cabela's doing some product research for a client of mine in my engineering firm. He had an invention for binoculars, and I said, well, I can help you with that. In fact, I'll even help you with make a business around it. And so our very first invention was our winged eye cups for binoculars that we call eye shields back in 2008. They're just a really cool device that blocks that peripheral light, you know, on the side of your eyes. It's annoying, but it's put on binoculars and spotting scopes, and that's kind of how it all started. Well, because I'm an outdoor enthusiast, you know, hunter, shooter, you know, kind of guy, I said, yeah, this is kind of fun. I want to do more. So fast forward today and 200 products later, here we are.
That's awesome. You know, and when you look at, there's so many different types of shooting stabilization methods out there. Shooting sticks. You've got
bipod,
you've got tripods, all different pieces and parts. What made you choose to go with the tripod versus the bipod or shooting sticks or anything else? Because the quality of product you have, Vince, you could go into any one of those with the look of the product that you have and be rocking it. But you're sticking with that tripod, and you know we'll get into the designs of the more advanced stuff. But you know, really utilizing this, what was the impetus behind it?
Well, that's a really good question. So the real The way to answer that is because, you know, our company, myself, are users, we know the pain that people go through in enjoying their hobby. Because we're at a Western company especially, and we do a lot of hiking and we do a lot of elevation change, that phrase, every ounce counts, really applies to kind of what we do. So we make sure what we do is everything that we build, any sort of accessory, any product, we make sure we can make it as light and durable and perform as necessary. And we multi-purpose everything that we do so that you don't have to carry trekking poles, shooting sticks, tripods, you know, three different things. Hey, if I can make all those act and behave as one thing, I'm saving those precious ounces and all that crap in my back. So that's kind of our whole philosophy. Anything we do is designed to make the job done better. That's our attitude, and if we don't make it better, we just don't bother doing it.
Well, I know that really the root of a lot of developments in products has been rooted deeply in the military and their need to have the most advanced, lightweight, functional in the most extreme conditions. And you guys, you spend a lot of time in development with those guys. What's their real need that really highlights your product for them?
Well, that's another good question. Because we service all the markets, police, military sniper, army sniper, long-range shooting, PRS, 22 LR, I mean, everybody. A guy just wants to hunt whitetail in Ohio. You know, we make sure whatever we do fits the mission. So because of that, we don't just go out and try to take camera tripods, for instance, on that product line we're talking about, and just force them to be used in the hunting, shooting world. We actually build and design all of our products to be outdoor gun hunting related, not just how can we figure out a way to use a camera tripod to try to fake it. And so because that's the way we do it, people, as soon as anybody sees our stuff, they recognize that immediately. And they say, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad you actually designed the stuff for us, not just tried to sell us something that is kind of forced it upon us, because that's all you make. So we started off, got our first start with the Marine Corps back at Quantico Marine Base in Virginia, where they, at the sniper school there, they saw our stuff and they said, this is the best we can get. And coincidentally, the product system, the standard issue tripod system that they've used for 10 years, the factory that made them, which is a company in Japan, discontinued that model. And so now all the services are now looking for a replacement, and that's exactly when I came along and I said, well, here I am. I'll design exactly what you want. So that's what we did. So starting from there, now we're fast forward to we sell all over the world to armies, navies, Air Force, Marines, and then, of course, in the hunting and shooting community, every possible application, predator hunting, big game hunting, and competitive shooting. So we design specific products. In this world, there is no such thing as one size fits all. So that's why we have so many different models, because we know this doesn't work for that and it works better for that. So we have very design specific, purpose-built stuff. That's our model.
So I know in the past I've used shooting sticks before and a bipod, let's say, for varmint hunting, and it was effective. It worked. What's the thought process just about that particular type of user? I know there's a lot of people from the Midwest that go and do that. What's the real advantage in what your product brings to those guys?
That's really fun. So this is great. So if you buy a camera tripod, one of the legs is almost always removable, so they can convert it into what they call a monopod for putting the camera on. So when we started that project, August 2012, I think is about where that was, I said, well, I don't care about a monopod. My guys carry trekking poles because they're hauling 80 pounds of meat out of the mountain and they need a good trekking pole. Let's make two of our legs removable so we can convert those into trekking poles so they don't have to carry the whole tripod on their back. They can put half of it to work to get a job done when they're not shooting guns anymore. So what we did is design a whole bunch of tripods, and the one we said is, well, here's this one. It's a really great optics tripod. It has a 26 millimeter diameter leg. Said, let's make sure we have those. That would make a good size trekking pole. Well, when you go down to the store, Walmart or Cabela's, whatever, you buy a trekking pole, it's probably going to have about a 16 millimeter leg, you know, 3/4 of an inch about, right? But who would ever want, we're already at 26 millimeters. We would never need one bigger. So our bigger tripod, our 32 millimeter tripod, we didn't put the two little legs. We only did one. So we went, rolled out our product line, went to the trade shows, and everybody used it for a little bit, and they came back and said, oh, these are great, but we want 32 millimeter. The 26 isn't big enough. We said, why would anybody, no one would ever want one that big? Sure enough, that's the one everybody wants because it is a tree trunk. And these guys are hunting guys out here, for instance. They'll go through 3 and 4 sets of trekking poles in a season. They started using our 32 millimeter legs. I said, these are the most, I would never use anything else. And it shocked us at the acceptance of the because they're so light and they're so strong. You can be a 300-pound guy and a 100-pound backpack and lean on this thing and be sure it's going to hold you up. Well, you can't do that.
You need to sell trekking poles.
We do. In fact,
there you go.
No joke.
No joke.
We went to these shows and they said, well, do you just sell trekking poles? We said, no, we sell tripods that convert into trekking poles. We came home and said, why don't we just sell trekking poles? So we literally took the legs off of a tripod, put a sticker on them, took a piece of cardboard on it, and then we put it in a sportsman's warehouse and we sold it as trekking poles. We have the Kahuna and the Big Kahuna. That's the 26 millimeter and the 32. And the other cool thing is this. This is really cool, Don. Because we're the only company that has removable grips, because, again, it converts onto the tripod, we have a whole line of specialty grips that have all kinds of cool gadgets inside of them. We have a knife grip, our survival grip. We're working on our light grip. And because you can just tinker toy these things together, and the gadget factor is just amazing. They convert into shooting sticks, same thing, the little adapter that does that, like the little typical V converting shooting stick idea. So that's the whole part of our multi-purposing, is it isn't just a tripod. It's a whole bunch of other things to get the job done.
Well, and I know what you've done with the latest introduction, and I like to give a little time to that. So if everybody just in their mind, you think of a tripod and you think of the, basically the, there's a shaft that goes underneath it that you put your hand on to adjust your angle, however you want to call it. But that used to be the way you would adjust the, basically the rifle on picked on that particular bipod or tripod in this particular case. Right. And the military said, you know what? And you said, we want something different. And you came out with the dome top.
Yes.
Go into that.
Right. Okay. So back it up just a hair. Again, back when people wanted to figure out how to put a gun on a tripod, they went down to the grocery store, Kmart, and used to say that word a lot years ago, and they bought whatever they could get. It usually was a ball head. Well, the typical ball head for a camera is, a one-inch diameter ball, which couldn't hold a gun. So if you ever tried to lock it on, you couldn't, so the gun has always had to just point down to the ground. Well, they figured out right away that didn't work good enough, so then they started making really big ball heads, a 2.5-inch diameter ball head. And if you get bigger, then it will hold the gun. So that worked, but the problem is you turn the little dial to loosen the head and the gun flops over in all directions, and everybody figured out that was a really bad idea for trying to put a gun on. So they went to a bowl-top-style tripod, which is kind of like a ball head, but bigger and stronger, and we developed a whole line of those, best-in-class, that were really, really cool, all patented designs, by us. And the whole shooting community has adopted that. It's a very, very common shooting style tripod. Well, but my Army guys who said, Vince, we love it and all, the stability is spectacular, the two-hand shooting capacity is way cool, but because you have a handle on the bottom of the hub in between the legs, it's big in diameter. We call it our pack size. And they said, we don't want a big pack size tripod. You've got to make it smaller. I said, guys, there's nothing you can do about it. You got a handle between the legs, and you got to put your hand there. It's the nature of the beast. So I hang up the phone, and I said, crap, what am I going to do? I've got to solve this problem. So I thought about it. Literally, I went to bed. I had a dream. And in my dream, I said, this is how you design it. I woke up, went to the computer, designed. Now we have another new style of tripod. It's called a dome top, where we've basically taken the handle out from in between the legs, put it on top, and now it behaves just like a foregrip on an AR. It's absolutely the most natural shooting holding position on a tripod because you just meld in with the gun and the tripod as one unit. You don't feel like you're just kind of sitting there. And all these funky left-hand holding positions you see people trying to train out, kind of how to do something stupid on a camera tripod. No, all that's gone. That's all obsolete. You hold on to that handle. You never let go of that handle. You just simple quarter twist of your wrist. That's tighten and loosen. And that's how you engage the gun. That's how you engage the tripod. And that's how you manipulate. Lock and loose. It's the most natural shooting style you've ever experienced. So once we show this new design, our Dome Top series, to anybody, they won't even look at my other stuff. We have essentially obsoleted all of our other products. And it's just the coolest thing ever.
When you look at the, and for those of you guys at home, so imagine if the picture is there's normally the extension of the handle that goes between the actual tripod legs. And this allows the legs to be placed almost right next to each other. So when you close it up,
they actually touch. When they fold.
Not just at the bottom, because the legs would generally touch in a tripod, but they
the
only will touch
yeah,
at the bottom. Yep, the top would not connect because you had to allow room for that center piece. So when you did that, what was the reaction on the military side? What was their big takeaway that would be the best in shooting accuracy and then also in pack size? The pack size, we get it, it's smaller. But as far as in shooting accuracy, what did it give them?
Well, that's a more difficult question. The pack size thing is the primary motivation for this design. But not only did we make it smaller, lighter, we took almost a pound of aluminum out of the design. So it's lighter, smaller. But there's no such thing as one size fits all. So our bowl top tripods, I still hold as best for your 1 mile, 2 mile, extreme long range shooting, if that's what you're going to do. And it's far better, that design, to shoot on with a short leg than a bipod, any day. I mean, your group size is a fraction of the size with our bolt-up tripod than shooting from a bipod. Now, our dome top, the magic of it is because it's smaller, lighter, the pack size, we went from 6.5 inches diameter down to 3.5 inches. It is just the coolest thing. And it's the ergonomics of it. So if you are in a more hunting, sort of dynamic, close-in range, fast action, you know, serious stuff, the dome top tripod is it. If you're trying to reach out to 2 miles, I still advocate for a bolt top. So it just depends on the application. So the military cares a lot about carrying it around for 3 days on a mission, and they may be willing to give up a little bit on strength and stability in exchange for losing a pound of weight and a heck of a lot smaller. So everything is a trade-off. Everything in this whole world is a trade-off.
Makes sense. I could
come in with a big 40-millimeter leg, but
yep.
I don't need to. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Vince, we're wrapping up. We're at the end of our time, but obviously we appreciate all the insight and the designs that you have put forth. We have the access to your site on our website on thevalleyoutdoors.com. You want to check that out for sure. Field Optics Research. It's going to be fantastic. So realistically, you know, you've done some amazing things with a lot of different brackets, a lot of different options. And whether it's for a camera, whether it's for rifle, short range, long range, you pretty much got it nailed down, and it's quite impressive. Appreciate that a lot. We appreciate
Thank
it, Vince.
You.
Thanks for joining us today.
Love it. Thank you. Thank you, Don.
You bet. Yeah, hey, for Don, myself, Ava, we are the Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you guys with us. Check us out next week. It's going to be fun. See you then.